Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone, and good morning to all of you. And once again, welcome to Life Coach Radio Networks. And I'm going to be your host for the day. My name, as you all must be knowing, is Kusha Kaldra. And of course, let me also share with you what is going to be the discussion for us. We want to talk about happiness is living with love, grace, and gratitude. Before we really go ahead with the show, I'd like to just give you a quick introduction for myself, and I'm all excited about this today because this is my first solo show. So you know my name now, it's Kusha, and I'm a youth success and happiness coach. In the last 12 years of my work life, I think I've understood that the true essence of life lies in pursuing things that make people happy. I'm also a passionate facilitator, and I like to give high-impact presentations. Well, moving further, I would also like to let you know that if you wish to contact me, you could go on my website, which is www.happylives.in. And I do have a Facebook page, which is again by the name Happy Lives. And now, the surprise of today's show, we have with us someone whom I'm looking forward to interview since the time I joined Life Coach Radio Networks. This is none other than the CEO and founder of Life Coach Radio Networks. And it gives me immense pleasure to introduce you to Russ Terry. Russ Terry, in addition to serving close to 100 clients and facilitating dozens of workshops that influenced thousands of people in his first 3 years as a business, life, and career coach, we all know this now that he is doing extremely well as a multipreneur. So, Russ, can we hear you on the show? Welcome.
Thank you, Kusha. I'm so excited to be here. Congratulations on your first radio show, solo hosting for the first time. You're doing an excellent job so far. You have such a nice, soothing, friendly, happy voice.
Oh, thank you so much for that, Russ. And I think it's an honor for me to have you on my show. And especially it's the first one. And what better way to start with, you know, with the CEO himself of Life Coach Radio Networks. And I would also just like to add before my listeners that Russ has also published his first book, which a lot of the coaches here would know about. It's by the name of My Gratitude Journal, which is 365 days of the people and things I'm grateful for and the lessons you can learn from them. And he is also working on his next two books, both of which are also about gratitude, and they will be out soon in 2015 this year. So, Russ, once again, thank you so much for for accepting my invitation for the interview today. And I am more excited because this is going to be one of our favorite topics. So I would also want to, at this moment, let all our callers and listeners know about the number which they can call in, the number where you can call in to speak with us and share your value addition is 646-716-9397. So we're going to start with our show with Russ Terry. He is the gratitude expert for us. And before I just start my discussion with Russ, I would just like to share my thoughts about this topic with all of you. There has been a time when I heard this short story from one of my friends, and it's about him working at home, and he was, there was a knock on his door. So when he went to open the door, there was a little girl, and she said that, "My name is Happy, and I would like to come in." So that friend of mine, he said that, "You cannot be happy because you're very small." So he sent her away, saying that, "You know, I'm very busy because I'm preparing for the grand happiness which will be coming at my door very soon." So he said that, "I need to prepare for all this. I need to make arrangements. I need to ensure that the grand, big happiness is welcome at my place." So he sent that little girl back. And then the little girl again tried to come, and she knocked at his door. Well, again, the person, you know, that friend of mine whom I'm talking about, he said, "Oh, go away. Why are you here? Because you're so small. You can't really be the happiness that I'm looking for." And he sent her again. And then there were years passed away, but he kept waiting for that big happiness. It was much later, you know, when time passed, there was a knock at the door. And this time when he opened, he asked, you know, to that little girl, he said, "You have been coming, but I never saw that grand happiness around." So the little girl said that, "I think that grand happiness was always me. It's just that I was trying to enter your home in all those small and little ways, with all those small and little moments which you could have made if I would have entered at that time during the year." So friends, this is exactly what we thought that today's topic could be. That is, what exactly is happiness? Is it about success only? Or is it also about feeling or living with love and living with grace and living with gratitude? Somewhere or the other, we all want to multiply our happiness, and we would want to make a difference to people around us. So with that thought in mind, if you all feel that you would like to share your mantra for spreading happiness, just to remind you, the number where you can call us and spread happiness is 646-716-9397. And now let us take it forward from here, because I'm all excited to hear something from Russ. And Russ, I would once again like to give you a welcome. And let's start by asking you, how did your journey as a gratitude expert begin?
So for me, I read a book. Oh, and I hear an echo. Do you hear an echo, Kusha? If you hear an echo,
I don't.
Just make sure. Oh, you don't? Okay. So for me, I read a book. It's called The Fearless Factor by a woman. Her name is Jacqueline Wales. And in her book, she said everybody should keep a gratitude journal. And I thought, you know what, that's an excellent idea. I'm going to do that. And not only did I want to keep a journal, but I wanted to make a book out of it. I thought it would be a really cool idea. So from reading her book, the idea was born. And I started, I had her on my radio show, and I started the night she was on my show, December 10th, 2012. A little more than 2 years ago, and I've been keeping a daily expression of gratitude every day since then. And the really cool part is it's been a different expression of gratitude every day. I have not yet repeated anything that I'm grateful for. So not only is gratitude an excellent thing, but when you articulate different things, different people, different experiences, feelings, places, intangible items, it's that much more powerful. And when you train the brain to look for gratitude, the examples of it keep flowing like a bountiful river.
Wow. So let me ask you here, Russ, that you said that this is an inspiration from that book which you've got. And so since then, since 2010 till today, what exactly is the change or the transformation that you have found within yourself?
Well, I always was a positive person, but I think I've taken the positivity to an exponentially higher level. And because I've written the book and people know that this is my message, I am very proud to say that I've helped to inspire others. Others who have read the book and are more grateful in their lives, or have read the book and they're inspired to, let's say, have their kids start to express gratitude. So the change has been not only in myself, but also in those around me, which has been really, really cool watching the change happen in the world as a result of me and the path that I'm on.
Wow, that's interesting. I'd like to know, when you said about children also, people are able to, you know, give them the habit of gratitude. How do you think that that worked?
Well, I think people can do it any way that works for them. So for some, it's waking up in the morning and articulating an expression of gratitude. For others, it's at the end of the day. Often I do it in the middle of the day. It's something I have a Facebook page for my book, and I find that if I post it in the middle of the day, what I'm grateful for that day, then more people see it. More people are on social media, let's say in the afternoon. So gratitude can really happen at any point in the day. And it's funny, when something happens, an experience that I'm grateful for, let's say in the middle of the day, I'm actually extra happy about it, not only because it's happening, but also because it gives me the inspiration to post something. And I know that people are looking for my post on what I'm grateful for that day, and that people will comment on it. And it's just, there are just so many benefits to gratitude and being grateful.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And somewhere I would want to know, you know, if that also creates, you know, any link with happiness, you know, and love. Because when we talk about gratitude and when we feel thankful, you know, the entire day for all the big and small things that might happen. So I feel that if I'm thankful for somebody or for something that happened in my entire day, it automatically, you know, shows on my, you know, face, or there is a certain change in the expression. It makes me feel calm. It makes me feel loved, and it brings a smile on my face, because when you're thanking somebody, or when you're thankful for something, I think it automatically makes you humble. So, you know, it makes you grounded, that you are, you know, you are expressing your thoughts or your feelings, and you are accepting things the way they are. So I also feel that it'll give an inner sense of happiness, which I can build upon further.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought up happiness. It's funny, I was meeting last night with somebody who's one of my followers. She was excited about our show coming up today, and she said, "Oh, you're being interviewed by somebody who focuses on happiness. Can you ask her how she came to be a happiness expert?" or to focus on happiness. So I promised her I would ask you that, how you came to focus on happiness.
Oh, well, that's lovely. I hope it doesn't end up being my interview here, but then I would like to share a little bit about this. So, Russ, for me, I have always been like a small child. So I love to smile, and I love to spread happiness, you know, because I feel there is just one life we have. And in spite of all the ups and downs, the highs and lows, it's something which comes from within automatically. So for me, my inspiration is my own self. I cannot really end the day without laughing or thinking about something good which happened that brought a smile, you know, for me in that day. So it's quite like the way you have to be, you know, you have to share about your gratitude in the day. And for me, it's like what made me smile, what made me, you know, laugh. And this is something which is very, very much prominent even in my personality. So I have been a trainer for most of my life, and I have been known to, you know, spread happiness to people who come across and who like to share their problems. So I don't want to see, you know, people who are in pain are missing out on such a fabulous thing called happiness. So I like to highlight all the big and small ways with which, you know, they could just go back feeling happy about things. And that's what inspired me to get into this. And while I was doing my certification from International Coach Academy for as a life coach, I thought that is exactly what my niche is, that I would want to spread happiness. And that's how I became a happiness coach. And so this has been, of course, with me for 2 years now, since 2000, not 2 years, of course, it's been since more than 2 years. And that's how it goes.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. I promise no more questions. This is your show, and I want to give you the opportunity to ask the questions. But one last thing I just want to say that I'm grateful for today is the modern technology enabling us to have this radio show / podcast with me in the morning time in New York City and you in the evening time in India. Gurgaon, how do you pronounce the city in India that you live?
It's Gurgaon.
Gurgaon, yes. So yeah. It's so incredibly cool. So that's what I'm grateful for and happy about today, this modern technology enabling me to be on the air in India, you to be on the air here in the United States, and us to be having this excellent intellectual discussion. And it's just a really, really cool thing.
Oh, yes, I agree with you on this. And even though it is my first solo show, but then technology till now is quite supportive. So I'm hoping that it will be perfect till we reach the end without the hang-ups. And also, you know, this makes me think about a very, very important factor when we're talking about happiness and love and gratitude. Russ, according to you, in the last 2-3 years that you've been sharing your, you know, thoughts in the gratitude journal, and you have also met people around and you try to spread your message with them. So what, according to you, is the real reason that people are not, you know, able to identify the importance of gratitude? Or, you know, do you think they realize the importance, or how do you think, you know, we could let them know that gratitude is the seed for happiness, you know, in their life?
Yeah, I think there are those out there who are not yet on the gratitude bandwagon, and that's okay. Everybody does things in their own time and on their own schedule. I think some individuals are at a tough spot in their life. So if that's the case, that's actually the best time to start being more grateful. Because let's say there's a health issue, which obviously is serious, or a loss of a job or a loss of a relationship. And when there's a loss or scarcity or something, it's easy to see what we don't have. But if we can turn it around and see what we do have, oh, I lost my job, but I still have my health and my family. Or, oh, I lost my relationship, but I still have my health and my family. Or, you know, if I have a serious health issue, well, I'm grateful that I have my family and my spouse or partner here to support me as I go through this tough health battle. So for people in a tough spot, gratitude is an excellent, excellent way to cope with being in that tough spot. Now, let's say there are others who are not grateful because they are kind of on the negative side. They're jaded. They are maybe just unhappy in their life. So they just don't resonate with gratitude. They actually would rather be unhappy. For those individuals, I think it's a tougher change because they almost don't want to be happy. Their comfort zone is the unhappiness, the anger, the bitter sarcasm, etc. So it's a bigger change for them, and I don't necessarily have the entire answer for them yet, but what I do know is that hopefully at some point they will want to live a happier life and not focus on the bitterness. I know for me, I have some people that aren't in my life anymore because our styles just didn't resonate anymore. I'm on this path of positivity and gratitude, and they are kind of in the opposite place. And that's okay. You know, not everybody has to be in relationship with others, either as friends or whatever, forever. And I don't judge them for not being on this path. Part of me thinks hopefully they will be at some point, but part of me is like, you know what, if they want to live their life that way and they're happy, then I'm happy for them.
Yes, I agree with you on this because you really can't impose your thoughts on someone. And if that person is not ready to do it for himself on their own, then it's rather better that we leave them the way they are and just move on. Because at the end of the day, you know, it will eventually affect the relationship. So, you know, if it calls for ending the relationship, I guess that's how it would be. But on second thoughts, Russ, you know, if we do have some friends of ours who we would not really want to lose, and we would rather want, you know, that they become happy because, you know, that is what is our intention behind it. So in such cases, what according to you could be, you know, the right way to approach, and how do you really deal with such kind of relationships where ending them is not really the solution that a person might want? So,
yeah, I think for me, if it's somebody who, let's say, is in the first category where they are in a tough situation, gratitude in tough situations is the best kind of gratitude because it helps to build us up. So let's say a loved one passes away. Now, obviously, that's an upsetting situation, no question about it. However, there are multiple things that you could be grateful for in that situation. Perhaps the funeral is an excellent tribute to the person's life. And a lot of people get up and give moving eulogies and talk about how excellent the person was to be around. Well, wow, that is something incredible to experience. And I've been to a number of funerals since I've been on this gratitude path. And I'm always grateful for what a moving experience it is, and how the stories move me when people tell stories about the person who passed away. There could also be gratitude for being able to spend extra time together. Let's say someone is a caregiver to someone who passed away, and that caregiving time was more time than they had ever spent before. So you could be grateful that you were in a position, maybe you were able to take time off work, or maybe you're not working right now, and spend the time with your loved one before he or she passes away. Or maybe it's you see friends who you hadn't seen in a while at the services, and you vow to see each other more and reconnect, because life's too short. So even though a tough thing can happen, you can still find multiple things to be grateful for in the situation.
Well, that is really very profound, Russ, because I feel, you know, in such kind of delicate moments, trying to, you know, be there for somebody and trying to show them, you know, an altogether different perspective, and that too of gratitude, it will, you know, not only make that person feel better, I think it will also make that person become strong to deal with it. And this also makes me think about some other sort of a situation where, you know, when you have a very terrible, you know, financial crisis on you, maybe the family is also not able to support you. There is very less of understanding between both the partners. And, you know, because I have a couple of my friends who are, you know, trying to deal with this, that money is falling short, their businesses are not really working well, their family has expectations from them, and that's where the relationships are, you know, going a little towards the negative side. And, you know, how does a person really turn around the perspective that in spite of all odds, life is good, and I'm happy that, you know, I'm living it and I'm alive, and you know, it's not the end, and you know, feel at least grateful that there is this life and there is hope. So so when I see you know, that a person is able to change their perspective and shift their thoughts towards gratitude, I feel you know, things can really be worked out.
Absolutely. And money is not an example I gave, but that too is something that there can be a shift in. You know, if somebody is having financial troubles, I'm not going to lie, that's very stressful. I've been there at an earlier point in my life, and it's a very difficult situation to be in. But I will also say that when we rise out of that financial trouble, we are so incredibly grateful for the financial abundance that we're experiencing. And if we didn't have that financial trouble, I guarantee you that we wouldn't be as grateful for the abundance when it happens as when we hit the low and raised to the high.
Yeah, I agree with you on this. And you know what, Russ? I think There are so many people, because now there is technology and the media, and there is a lot of awareness about, gratitude and the importance or the transformation it can bring to people's lives. But I also feel that some people are, so I would like to, as an example here in India, that there are a lot of religious beliefs which people have. So for them, gratitude would mean going and, maybe praying in front of their God, which they believe in, and so instead of feeling gratitude within, it is actually getting connected with an outside belief system. And it could be across their own, in their own ways, in their own religious styles. So do you think that can still be considered as gratitude?
I do. I do. It's funny because I set up a Google alert. This is kind of a longish story, but I set up a Google alert in my Gmail to get emails every day on news items posted about gratitude. And I did it maybe about a month or so ago. And it's been interesting to see how many of the articles are from a religious standpoint. And there have been articles about the Muslim faith and gratitude and Catholic faith and gratitude and Jewish faith and gratitude. And it's just been fascinating that often in the world today, the differences are focused on in terms of different countries being at war with each other, different religions, certainly here in the United States, different races and friction there. And gratitude is universal, and it is appropriate through all religions, regardless of who someone worships or where they are or what their race is. Everybody can be grateful, which is a really cool thing. And I see that, oh my gosh, we're more than halfway through the show. Isn't that crazy? So if people want to call in and join the discussion and share your gratitude experience or your happiness experience, please call Kusha and me, 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for that. I think I'm just so deeply involved in this conversation. And I think that's a very, very important phrase that you have used, Russ, that gratitude is universal. I so much agree with this, because at the end of the day, what really matters is that you're able to experience it in whichever form you may do that. So, and in whichever way you might express it, but if you're able to experience it and if you're able to feel it, that's exactly what will really matter. In fact, I think there seems to be some small challenge here. I would also request you if you could check on the Audible offers that we might have to share with the listeners. Do you think you could help me on that?
Absolutely. So audible.com, as you heard in the beginning of the show, is our sponsor here on the Life Coach Radio Networks, and we're super happy to have them as a sponsor. You can get a free copy of an Audible book if you go to audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. You can get a 30-day free trial of Audible. And there are a lot of really, really great books on there. My personal favorite is Brendan Burchard is his name, and I'm going to spell it for you to make sure that I get it right. It's B-R-E-N-D-O-N-B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D. That's B-R-E-N-D-O-N. many things, but among them, he is a time management guru, and he started this thing called the High Performance Academy, which is very cool, and his time management tips will change your life. So among his audiobooks that you could get free by going to audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you can listen to Brendan's book, The Millionaire Messenger, Make a Difference and a Fortune, Sharing Your Advice. You can also listen to his book, The Charge, Activating the 10 Human Drives That Make You Feel Alive, and also his book, Life's Golden Ticket, an inspirational novel, and a speech that he gave. You can listen to that, too. That's really quick. That's only 13 minutes. Brendan Burchard on Developing a Million-Dollar Message. So he's one of my favorite authors, and you can get some of his books for free. Again, audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio.
Wow. Thanks so much for that, Russ. And I believe this had to happen, that the site did not open for me so that I could do the announcement. So thank you once again. Russ, I would just like to ask you one more thing, because this is just a thought which came into my mind, that, and we still haven't touched upon this, which is, you know, so we spoke about gratitude. We spoke about how gratitude can bring happiness for people. And how do you think we could link love and happiness and gratitude together? Do you think there is a connection in between all these two?
Excuse me. Yes, absolutely. I think when we are in love, it's certainly something to be grateful for. So let's say somebody's in a relationship. Well, what a great thing to express gratitude about, because there are many people who are not in a relationship. And let's say it's love of family and having an excellent relationship with your family. That's something to be grateful for. For me, one of the things that I'm most grateful for is the love I feel from the people I interact with. It isn't necessarily an intimate love, but it's a love from a friendship level, a love from a colleague level, et cetera, which is really incredible. And I can't tell you how many times I'm going through my day and somebody in their interaction with me, they're just so incredibly grateful and they appreciate me and they love what I'm doing and how I carry myself. And love can be seen in so many ways, and it's such a positive thing. And I think sometimes people get focused on intimate love with a significant other. Obviously, Valentine's Day is coming up on Saturday, and it's top of mind for people. But love can happen in so many ways. And when we focus on all the kinds of love out there, that gives us so much more to be grateful for.
Wow, I agree. I think that's yet another different perspective you have shared with us, that love is not just about, you know, an intimate relationship between two people, and you could have, you know, a gratitude for the love that you get from people around you, from your friends, from your family. I mean, I wish to confess over here, I mean, although this isn't my show, but I feel grateful for my family, for my parents, you know, because they are supporting and they are with me, you know, they have been with me throughout my life. And I'm also grateful to my son, you know, he is just 5 years old and he is, you know, my strength today for doing whatever I'm doing and wherever I am today. So I feel gratitude, you know, and I feel happy to have these three beautiful people around me and in my life. And I'm grateful and I feel blessed, really. And, you know, and I think I would like to know from you as well, Russ, are there any people whom, you know, you feel you there are some special people in your life, maybe, who for whom you feel love and gratitude? for
yes.
any particular yes. people?
Absolutely. And it's so funny that you say that, and this goes to my point about there being so many more similarities between all of us than differences. While we were talking, I addressed and put by the mailbox a Valentine's Day card for my 5-year-old nephew. He's the same age. Yeah, he's the same age as your son. And if the two of them are ever in the same country and city, they'll have to have a play date. I'm sure they would have a lot of fun with each other. But certainly my niece and nephew, who are adorable, he's 5 and she's 8. I'm very grateful for them, and I have pictures of them all around my home here. I live about 2 hours away from them, and I will see them next weekend, so in 11 days or so. And my mother, who I'm very close to, and my sister, and my dad, and it's my family is... I have an excellent relationship with them, and I'm grateful for that, and everyone is in good health. Excuse me, my mom had a scare with breast cancer last year, and she's actually, she went through radiation and is deemed to be cancer-free, which is awesome. She didn't have to go through chemotherapy, but she has her 3-month appointment today with the radiation oncologist. It's her first time seeing him since her radiation ended 3 months ago. So it's crazy how time flies. And she, as you can imagine, was stressed out in the days leading up to this appointment, just because anybody that goes through cancer, most times when you go back to the doctor, even if you are cancer-free, there's that anxiety, you know, is it back? Will it happen again? Et cetera. So... we are optimistic that all will go well at the doctor today, so I look forward to catching up with her after we get off the air to see how things went. But yes, I certainly am grateful for my family. I have a lot of love to and from each of my family members, and thank God that they are still around and healthy.
Well, I do have my wishes for your mom and for your entire family, and I really, really can resonate with the feelings, you know, which you might be going through, because cancer and reviving from it can be a big experience, and it's a very stressful situation. And in spite of that, I think you have been really strong, that, you know, you've not let that come into your way of, you know, your journey as a gratitude expert. So I think that in itself is quite inspiring for a lot many people like us. And
thank you.
you're welcome.
Yes.
And I do wish her speedy recovery, although, like you said, even though you're cancer-free, there is still this stress on your mind. I have my uncle, you know, he would be coming tomorrow because he's also going through the same, which you shared about, you know, his treatment from cancer. So he is cancer-free, but there are some complications. So he would be arriving tomorrow. So I completely, completely, you know, resonate with the exact feelings that you have right now. And this also means, you know, last today, that this makes me think, at least, that life is so very important, that, you know, why just let it go in sorrow, and why not, you know, shift your thoughts, and why not force yourself, you know, to look at the brighter side, you know, the sunny side of life, as they say, because you won't really, you know, be able to know when the clock stops. So, that's why I think it's so important to be thankful for this life, to live it with happiness, and spread happiness around your people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I actually, well, first of all, I just want to say I hope everything is okay with your uncle, and thank you for sharing that with us. I'll keep him and your family in my thoughts But I wrote a blog on grief and gratitude over the summer, soon after my mom's diagnosis. And I'm not going to lie, it's scary in the beginning, especially when it's your mom. You know, that's the person we came out of and are closest to. And, you know, obviously I was upset and thrown when I found out the news and didn't know what to think. But once I started to come to terms with it, I realized that there were a number of different things to be grateful for in this situation. So number one, first and foremost, I'm grateful that she has gotten her mammogram every year for 30 years and does a self-exam on the first of every month, which is great advice for all women. And even if at the time we didn't know if it was or wasn't cancer, but even if it did turn out to be cancer, which it did, I was optimistic that it was caught early and that they would be able to nip it in the bud. And that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful that she was so conscientious about her health, which I really appreciate. I'm also very grateful for some incredibly wise and supportive colleagues. Right before all this happened, I came to know not just one or two, but three people who would prove to be immensely helpful to me. Two were breast cancer survivors, and one was an expert or is an expert on grief. And it's almost like God planted them in my life to make sure I was okay. And I just spoke to one of them yesterday, and I'm still connected to them. And it's funny that I, you know, met all three of them and developed a relationship with all three of them right before the cancer, and they were super supportive of me. My friends were excellent in the situation. Even Friday night, I saw a friend that I hadn't seen in a while, and she made sure to say, "How's your mom?" And there have been so many "How's your mom?" questions over the course of the last 7 or 8 months that I know that my friends truly care about my mom, even if they've never met her. You know, they care about me, and they know me, and they know she must be awesome, so which, of course, she is. And so that makes me feel good, and it makes her feel good that all these people that she's never met care about her. I'm grateful that I have a job that is flexible and enabled me to be by her side for many of her doctor appointments, which I highly recommend if anybody else has to go through this. I'm grateful for her doctors, her one in particular. He was just very calm. And I think when we are there at the appointment, it was just very good to experience his bedside manner. You know, don't think ahead, he said. Stay focused on just this appointment and what you have to do, and don't worry about what could potentially happen in the future, because it may very well not happen. And none of the bad stuff did happen. She's totally fine now. And I'm grateful for the time that we got to spend together, which I kind of alluded to this earlier, but my mom, her significant other, my sister, and I went to her critical appointments with her together, and we were able to go out to lunch afterward and spend time in the car, and it was just extra family time that, you know, on a random Wednesday in August or September, we otherwise would not have spent with each other.
Yes, I agree with you on this. I think those memories are something that's exactly what we can capture with us, and that is exactly what will, you know, eventually stay, you know, around. So, like I was sharing with you, in this one life, people will come and people will go. But then it's all about what you can keep in your heart. That's exactly what goes with you. So how do we remain strong, and how can we, you know, look at the brighter side of it in spite of all that is going around in our life? You know, that's exactly where it really means to have the courage, you know, to change the thought. And I also believe here, you know, Russ, that when we try and make a combination of all these three, which is love, happiness, and gratitude, things fall in place, you know, really, because initially things look like a challenge that I cannot do this, or there is, you know, a financial crisis, or there is a loss of a loved one. But if you're able to have, you know, gratitude, if you're able to get love or give love in any form, and if you're able to create that happiness within yourself, I think all and any kind of challenge, you know, you can overcome that. It's just a matter of, you know, stepping out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't believe we have less than 10 minutes left. Oh, my gosh, time flies when we're having fun. If people want to share their thoughts on gratitude, happiness, or love, feel free to give us a ring, 646-716-9397, 646-716-9397.
Wow, great, Russ. I think we're almost going to be at the end of our show today. But just the last, you know, thought with which we could maybe bring it to an end. So are there some kind of tips we can share, you know, from your end as far as gratitude and, you know, how to create happiness, love, and gratitude within, you know, because once you're able to do it within, you can automatically share it with the world. So would you like to share some tips for everyone?
Absolutely. So I'm a firm believer in doing a daily expression of gratitude and taking it a step further and making it a new expression of gratitude every day, i.e. not repeating previous things that we've been grateful for. And it can be done in any way. It can be in an actual journal that you handwrite. It can be in a Word document or an Excel spreadsheet or a note on your phone. Or it can be something that you don't necessarily write down, that you just pause and reflect. But I'm a firm believer, and I've experienced it in my own life, when you train the brain to be grateful, like I said earlier, the examples of gratitude keep flowing like a bountiful river. And it really can change your life, even with simple things. It doesn't always have to be something incredibly profound. Living here in New York City and having a car as I do, whenever I find a parking spot, I'm grateful every single time. And it makes me even happier than I normally am whenever that happens, which is every time I drive. And when I got home last night after midnight, there was a spot right out front of my condo, which doesn't always happen, but it's extra wonderful when it does. And it's something that, since I've been on this gratitude path, I'm always extra happy about. So some of the things can be deep in terms of, you know, life's biggest questions, but other stuff can be simple, like a parking spot.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for those short, quick tips, but very, very important ones, because trying to look at the small things in life and being grateful for that is incredible. And like you said, that being grateful every day and for every day for something which is not repeated, that really also means that you become mindful about it and you are conscious about this and you are building up the next level of gratitude within. So that is really excellent, you know, that what you have shared for me, at least, because I think I am getting inspired to you know, do something on those lines, because you have written your book, and I believe there are two more which will be coming out. Is there also any way that people could know about what those books are going to have in them?
Excellent question. Thanks for asking. So Russ Terry's Gratitude Mission is the next book. It'll be out in August. And the book after that is Russ Terry's Gratitude Mission 2, which will be out hopefully by the end of the year. And in each of those books, I've found 30 people from across the United States and other parts of the world who are doing what I did, documenting a different expression of gratitude every day for one full year. So 365 different expressions of gratitude, and then each of them is writing a chapter on how this year of gratitude is changing and has changed their life. And I can't tell you how amazing this group of people is. I'm so incredibly excited for people to hear what they have done. We've had births, engagements, people losing a loved one, all kinds of different life experiences, and the energy of this group is amazing. And we have a private Facebook group that everybody posts in, and to see the messages in there and to see how these 30 individuals have transformed is just incredible. And I can't wait for that. So Russ Terry's Gratitude Mission and Russ Terry's Gratitude Mission 2 will be out later this year. Also, I have a gratitude group coaching program. So anybody, anywhere can participate in it. It's 90 days, which is easier than a year, 90 days, three webinars. They're included in the Facebook group, so they get daily inspiration, and it's been great. It's an excellent way to step up our gratitude game, if you will. So if people are interested in finding out more, they can email me, russ@russterrylifecoach.com. That's russ@russterrylifecoach.com. And I can put them on the list if they want to buy the gratitude books when they're out later this year, if they want to buy my book that's already out, My Gratitude Journal, or if they want to be in my gratitude group coaching program. It's just 67 cents a day, which is a small price to pay to change your life and be more grateful and more happy.
Wow, thank you so much, Russ. I think I'm really looking forward to the launch of both your books, and I would really like to wish you all the very best on your mission. And I do hope that this mission of yours is, you know, is successful multifold. And let's see how we can spread it here in India as well, because that's exactly how gratitude, can multifold, because you're doing it there in the United States, and I would love to spread this here, your message and your mission to India.
So thank with you. That, I really appreciate that. And the book is available on Kindle and Nook. So if people want to buy it online over in India, they certainly can. Sorry, I interrupted you, though.
No, that's okay. And I thought I would just take another little help for the upcoming shows, if you have that on your screen to help me with.
Absolutely. So tomorrow, Wednesday, February 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, it is Unveiling Leadership Through Sports Coaching. One of your Indian colleagues, Divya Parekh, who lives here in the United States, will be interviewing Jim Howard, who's the co-founder of Live Life Revolution, a company dedicated to helping people be successful while never sacrificing the things they hold dear. Jim will share his experience and expertise in showing how to develop leaders as a sports coach, which I think is interesting. So that's tomorrow, Wednesday, February 11th at 8 p.m. here on Life Coach Radio Network. To listen, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. Back to you, Kusha.
Wow, thank you so much once again. I took advantage of you being here more than anything else. But really, it was fun having you today on my first solo show. And I'm really so glad that we talked about our favorite things, which was gratitude and happiness both together. And somewhere the love part also getting interlinked automatically. So once again, Russ, thank you so much for being on our show. And it is your show, absolutely, but then this time in a different manner. And before I just end the show for our listeners, I would just like to let them know that if they wish to connect with me, they could go on my website, which is www.happylives.in. And the Facebook page is by the name of Happy Lives again. And Russ, and to the entire people who are listening or who would be listening to our show later, I think I would like to wish you happiness once, because Valentine's is around the corner. So, so Russ, that happy Valentine's Day to you. And I hope there is immense love and happiness and gratitude, which you get and you share with your loved ones.
Well, thank you very much, Kusha. Right back at you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and I'm grateful that you had me on your first solo show, and I look forward to you having lots of excellent shows in the future.
Great. Thank you so much for that, and you have a great day there.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.